All right, Friday, 5 p.m. And the difference between this Friday and last Friday is that we are live today. And I apologize to all the listeners who were sure very frustrated listening to Heidi and I doing a monkey show that we had pre-recorded, in all fairness. But without mentioning the fact that Mike Nesmith had passed away. It was 4 days after we pre-recorded last week's show that we heard the sad news of Mike Nesmith's passing. Now, we had family obligations. We were even out of the country on Friday. And I got a text message on my phone Friday at exactly 2:59 p.m. I
looked at it. Was it from Viva?
It was from my friend Steve. Well, actually, whose song we played that very day because we played his band. How crazy. For that was then, this is now. And it just said, you know, Mike Nesmith passed. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. Now, I didn't think of the radio show at that point in time because I'm out of the country and I know I pre-recorded it. But it must have been weird if you're listening to the show. And that's one thing. One way you can gauge whether or not you have active listeners is to absolutely ignore something really obvious when you're on the air. Everybody will call you up to fix it, to tell you that you're, hey, dummy, you know, what are you talking about? Don't you know this? And I did, but I was about 1,800 miles away from this microphone at that point in time. So I really apologize, especially because, well, Mike was always my favorite monkey. And looking back, it's easy to see that he was also the band's leader. Even during the years when he was absent, I think he had that role. So doing this series for the past few months made me rediscover just how influential Mike Nesmith was on me, both as a musician and as a person. So rather than grieve his death, I'd like to celebrate his spirit, his positive energy, his dry humor, and all that great music that has entertained me for an entire lifetime that made me want to do a 14-part series dedicated to the Monkees. You know, Mike was a major reason. We even dedicated one show in the series entirely to Mike's solo career. I'll miss you, Mike. So this series is dedicated to you. We're picking up. This is the final show. And we're going to cover their last two albums. And again, it's a matter of planning. I planned this out to specifically happen today because the Monkees' most recently released material is a Christmas album that they put out as a band. And I figured, great, this Friday before Christmas Eve, perfect timing. It was also going to coordinate with the station's Christmas party. So we would have been here in a party atmosphere with food and people hanging out and talking. I could have maybe brought some people in to get on mic. And
just got potato chips.
All of that went downhill, though, of course, with the way the things have turned out with COVID and the new variant and everything. So we can't have a party here at the station. It would have been inappropriate. So everything is so different than the way that I had planned this was going to end. And I do feel very bad about it. And I just hope that you understand under the circumstances. So let's talk, though, about their last studio album, not counting the Christmas album, which was released in May of 2016. I can't believe it was 6 years ago. The cool thing about this record is that it was a lot of really popular musicians getting together in order to pay homage to the Monkees. I seriously doubt at the peak of their fame in 1967 that anybody would have anticipated that the Monkees would make a significant comeback 50 years later with support from some of the most distinguished names in rock and roll. But that is exactly what did happen. Adam Schlesinger, out of Fountains of Wayne, big fan of ours, another person who passed away early on with the onset of COVID. Oh, boy, that was really another real sad one to think about that. It was Adam Schlesinger who took the production reins for this album for the Monkees. And with his help, songs were contributed from members of some of the most respected bands who apparently felt that they owed the Monkees something for inspiring their own careers. XTC, Weezer, Oasis, The Jam, Death Cab for Cutie, Band members from all of those groups contributed material that they wrote specifically for this Monkees album. And things went so well that most of them returned to provide material for the following Christmas album. So 20 years had passed since the previous release that the band put out, and yet it felt like everything old was new all over again. But sadly, Peter Tork passed away only a year after the Christmas album was released, which is why I figured this is where we're going to end that show. There's only two Monkees left, and now I can't even say that. But I would say that that made the Christmas album their last official album as a group. So somehow it makes sense for that to be the case. And let's pick up with the album called Good Times. The title track was written by Harry Nilsson. This is one of those songs that was in the bag for a long time, and they had a version of it by Harry. So all that they had to do was put Mickey Dolenz' vocal on top of Harry Nilsson's vocal. So you'll hear them both singing on this track called Good Times.
Starting at the county line. There's a good time coming on. I can feel it in my bones. Said a good time coming on. I can tell it won't be long till there's dancing in the streets again and music everywhere. There'll be people wanting people. All laughter everywhere. Instrumental.
That demo was already almost 50 years old by the time it got released on this album, Good Times. Harry Nilsson recorded it and submitted it to the band. And that is the demo that he submitted. I mean, and there's a lot of death coming up in the show, but Harry Nilsson is, you know, dead for quite a while. So what they had was the original mono demo. And that's what you hear with Mickey overdubbing his own vocals on top of it. So it sounds like a duet between the two. Now, as for the additional songwriters who were brought in, XTC, one of my favorite bands. I mean, my God, if I had a dollar for every time I played an XTC album, I would be a very, very, very rich man. I've been an incredible fan of XTC. In fact, we've even interviewed him on this program in the very beginning when I was here working at HPC. One of the very first interviews I'd ever done with anybody was with Andy Partridge. I was nervous as could be because to me, he was like Elvis Presley. And I miss the band a lot that they're not around now and that Andy's not particularly active with music. But he obviously still has it because he wrote what I think is one of the best pop songs off of the album Good Times, and it suits the Monkees brilliantly. Written by Andy Partridge of XTC, here is You Bring the Summer. I can hear a little bit of like, it's the same flavor as Mayor of Simpleton.
Yeah.
In terms of like this type of songwriting, but there's a little touch of the Dukes of Stratosphere psychedelic stuff on there, too.
I thought I heard David Bowie's gnome
in the, in the background, yeah. That's what I mean by the Dukes of Stratosphere touch. Written by Andy Partridge of XTC, that track. That was the second single released from the album. The first single was written by Rivers Cuomo of Weezer. And it's a song called She Makes Me Laugh. And without further ado, here it is.
I'm so glad that I got her to think of. She's fine as any Valentine. I think about her all the time. Cross my heart and hope to die. She sends me silly messages and pictures. Directing traffic in the mall or buzzing with some brand new shoes. She never fails to surprise. She makes me laugh. She makes me smile. And I could hang out with her all day and night. She makes me laugh. She makes me cry. And I would like to be with her. I'm so glad that I got
I should take her on safari. You'll see us way from our canoe, if that's what she wants to do. Tell me what's wrong with that. She makes me laugh.
Cuomo song. It's even poppier, right? It's even poppier than the stuff that he writes for his own band, Weezer. Where he gets a little bit heavier with that band, I guess. But that, you know, written to order for Mickey Dolenz, really. In so many, Mickey is the star on this album, Good Times. It seems that he's definitely singing the lion's share of the songs. He's 3 for 3 so far. And, well, Davey passed away. Boy, death is really just constantly a part of this show. But Davey passed away before this album was released. So the only way they could get him onto the album was to bring out a non-LP track that they were able to remix. So he only has one vocal on the entire album. Mike has two, one which he shares with Mickey. And Peter has only one, which is not unusual. It's pretty much was like that for the entire career of the Monkees. The next song I want to play... We're really playing the first four songs off of from the beginning of the album, but, you know, tracks 1, 2, 3, and 4. Track 4 was written by Adam Schlesinger. Yes, the same guy who produced the album from Fountains of Wayne. And it's interesting to know that Adam is also very active as a musician on the album. He plays guitar, bass, drums, and keyboards on a variety of tracks. Jody Porter from Fountains of Wayne is also along for the ride. He plays guitar on the album. And Brian Young is plays drums with Mike Viola on guitar. So it's really sort of... Now, with that arrangement, you've got Mickey, of course, doing his vocals and playing drums on this album in some places. Peter Tork adding keyboards or the occasional banjo. And Mike Nesmith adding guitar parts all over the place. So it's really like a mashup of the Monkees and Fountains of Wayne on this album. And it's never going to be more obvious than on this track that Adam himself had written called Our Own World on 90.3 WHPC.
Saw starry skies, the sun and moon. And you're a dreamer just like me. We don't need reality. We're in our own world. We're in our own world. We're in our own world that nobody else can see. It sounds so good. We've been making plans to start some bands, just like we should.
like me. Got no fear of authority. We're in our own world. We're in our own world. We're in our own world that nobody else can see. And no one knows where we go or what we do.
If I didn't, like, even tell you who wrote that song.
Oh,
would,
yeah.
Right?
I'm a hat and club.
Yeah. Exactly. It's very much a Fountains of Wayne song. Now, the way that the critics responded to this album is really pretty stunning. The Independent wrote that the album was, quote, probably the Monkees' best album after their hits compilation. New York Times said, 50 years later, the Monkees are still endearing, which I love that quote because it also, by definition, implies that, hey, they were quite endearing in their time, too. So drop all that nonsense about, you know, being a naysayer. The Herald Standard said, if indeed this latest album serves as the group's swan song, then it is a joyous finale. And even Record Collector said, to everyone's considerable relief and delight, they pulled it off. They really have. There was a lot of love, you know, basically for the Monkees. But who we haven't heard from yet is Mike. And Mike sings lead on this next track with Mickey. But it's my favorite song on the album. It's written by Ben Gibbard of Death Cab for Cutie. And it, I don't know, it always seems that the material that Mike grabs is the stuff that moves me the most. The stuff that Mickey did, all those, Andy Partridge, fantastic writer. Adam Schlesinger, Rivers Cuomo. I mean, these are first-class writers writing first-class pop songs. It seems like Mike might have picked this song because it had a bit more of an undercurrent to let it be something more than just frothy pop. And it's probably why it got under my skin as well. As I said, written by Ben Gibbard, the song is entitled Me and Magdalena.
Thank you.
It's songs like that that make me realize how much I'm going to miss Mike Nesmith. It's written by Ben Gibbard. I believe in. He outperforms even Ben Gibbard on his own song. He puts so much emotion into it, and it resonates so much now, doesn't it? Now that we know that he's passed, you know, to hear him sing "Me and Magdalena," and another thing is how wonderfully his voice blends with Mickey's. Those two, we did see them. So Heidi and I got to see Mike and Mickey on the tour that they did just about a month ago, and although you could see that Mike was having some difficulties and that, you know, he had aged considerably, it was just beautiful to hear him sing with Mickey on that particular song. It is just something about the way that it blended. And I don't know, it's a bit magical. There's one other song where they sing together. I'll play one more song from the album, and then we'll dedicate the second half of the show to the Christmas music. But the other song, I need to play it, not because it's Mike Nesmith and Mickey singing together, but because it's written by Noel Gallagher and Paul Weller. That amazes me that is a songwriting team. You get Paul Weller of Style Council or The Jam before that, and Noel Gallagher, of course, of Oasis, writing together. And they come up with a song that I would say it's far from the best song on the album. But yet, it might be a happy accident, and it's fun. It's called "Birth of an Accidental Hipster."
Yeah.
back when the Monkees could put out an album and call it Good Times in 2016. And there's more there. If you're interested in checking out, of course, I would always say go back to the first five albums, actually six. We got to include Head. And as we did in this series, we featured them pretty much in their, now quite literally in their entirety. We played every song from the first six albums in this 14-show series dedicated to the Monkees, now dedicated specifically to the memory of Mike Nesmith. And their final album, their 13th album, was called Christmas Party. And it brought back a lot of the same cast as who were responsible for Good Times. Adam Schlesinger is doing the producing again, but this time Mike brings in two of his kids to do some production work as well for some of the songs that, for the material that he was doing for this album. That's probably going to be where this show ends if things go as I plan. But as I said, things more or less following a similar pattern. One of the first songs that we're able to play from the album is entitled Unwrap You at Christmas, sung by Mickey, and once again, written by Andy Partridge of XTC. So let's get this Christmas party started one way or the other. It's Friday, it's a weekend, Christmas Eve is exactly 7 days away, so let's get in the spirit. Here's the Monkees.
Christmas.
There we go. We're going to get in the spirit of things a little bit. We can mix it up a little bit.
One's a little suggestive.
Andy Partridge, he always had a way of doing that. Just like, you know, not too much, but just enough to be, you know,
provocative.
Provocative. Like sensually sexual, I suppose. There's River Cuomo song again. There's another Adam Schlesinger song, which is, I don't know, Steve might play that during his hour, The House of Broken Gingerbread. And a song written by Peter Buck and Scott McCaughey. Now, Scott McCaughey is a guy that I know has teamed up with Peter Buck a lot. You might remember Peter Buck, of course, as the guitar player from REM. And what they did here is they wrote this song with Mickey on lead vocals once again. And in the background, there's like the way they get the party atmosphere is they do it by bringing in audio from the original Monkees TV show where they had a Christmas episode. So this is all that mixed up. It's called Christmas Party on 90.3 WHPC.
He plays football. Before you. I don't know who this guy is or this guy yet.
Christmas Party. You know, that this is, again, like when you think about how you plan things in your head. I mean, I was thinking, because I knew that I was going to miss last week's show, which turned out to be as, you know, ridiculous as anything I could have possibly done, knowing that that was the day that Mike passed.
But, in hindsight, but you can't know that.
Of course not. But we had to plan both of these shows weeks in advance. So we had this planned out almost a month ago with all the songs. And I'm thinking, oh, Christmas Party, it's going to be great. We're going to be in the middle of a Christmas party. In my head, I imagined that I'd be bringing in like all the HPC radio personalities and we'd be on mic while that song was playing, talking to each other and basically adding to the background noise of what the Monkees were doing on Christmas Party. But that didn't work out because we couldn't have our Christmas party. Wasn't going to say, okay, let's go to the next track. No, again, I really wanted to dedicate as much of this. I would have done it anyway, playing as many of the Mike Nesmith songs as I could because I'm such a fan. And there's really just not many on these albums because Mickey gets the lion's share of vocals on almost all of them. But this track was written by Claude Thornhill. I think of him as basically a jazz piano player. Didn't realize that he wrote a pop song called Snowfall. And here it is as sung by Mike Nesmith. Essentially the Nesmith family performing that. And again, Mike gets credit for performing a song with a little bit of like gravitas to it, some strength. It's his sons Christian and Jonathan Nesmith doing the backing vocals and playing the instrumentation on that track. Now let's go back and play a couple of vintage songs, Christmas songs. The first one I'd want to play actually is an excerpt from the Monkey TV show. That has made an appearance on a couple of albums. It's really a great recording of all four monkeys doing a vocal around, I suppose, what you could call a very complex round of a Christmas tune called Rio Chio. And we'll follow that with a song that I believe might have been released around 1970 called Christmas Is My Time of Year, featuring Davy Jones on lead vocals. So by playing these two tracks, we get Peter into the mix and, of course, Davy to make it really feel like it's a monkey's Christmas party. We'll be right back, but start this set with Rio Chio.
Rio, Rio Chio, la Guadarivera, Dios Guado el Lobo de Nuestra Cordera. Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra cordera, Rio, Rio, Chio, la Guadarivera. Dios guardó el lobo de nuestra cordera,
Yo squadro
el lobo de nuestra caldera.
El lobo rabioso la quiso morder, mas Dios poderoso la supo defender. Quiso le hacer que no pudiese pecar, ya no original es tu virgen no tuviera.
Riu, riu, shiu, la guarda rivera.
Yo squadro
el lobo de nuestra caldera.
Yo squadro
el lobo de nuestra caldera.
Esta que es nacido es el gran monarca, Cristo patriarca de carne vestido, ya nos redimido con se hace chiquito, aunque infinito, finito se hiciera.
Riu, riu, shiu, la guarda rivera.
Yo squadro
el lobo de nuestra caldera.
Yo squadro
el lobo de nuestra caldera.
Christmas Day is right around the corner again. After one more year, it's almost gone. It's a time for gathering together with friends to rejoice.
One thing, I'm not even sure if I emphasized this enough over the course of the past 14 shows, but the thing that I loved, and I think that is going to be their legacy for the band, the Monkees, is the tremendous amount of goodwill and their good-naturedness and how they would last all this time. And there weren't ever nasty breakups, no backbiting or people saying nasty things about each other. They seemed that they remained positive. A tremendous amount of positive energy and kindness in what they represented, and that has made me very happy for the past 50 years of my life, which is really a remarkable thing. It was incredibly sad when Davey died. That was the first, and that song makes me think of that. Then, of course, Good Times Come Out, and we lose Peter. And now, just last week, losing Mike is just, it's terribly sad. Mickey's okay. He's doing great. I'm sure that it's going to be lonely being the only monkey. I would imagine he's going to continue performing. But I wanted to end this show with a traditional Christmas song, a song that everybody's going to recognize. And again, dedicating this show and the series to Mike, I think it's only fair that we end with Mike Nesmith performing the Christmas song. And Merry, Merry, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody, to our listeners. Thank you so much for calling up to remind me or to try to inform me of something that I appeared to not know last week regarding Mike's passing. At least I know I've got a lot of listeners who care and want to stop me from, you know, totally being a knucklehead. But have a great holiday season, and we'll see you again on New Year's Eve. Take care, everybody.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times,
This show on 90.3 WHPC is brought to you by the Enza Brandy Law Firm, a full-service law firm that works with litigation, personal injury, real estate, and trusts and estates. The Enza Brandy Law Firm is located at 33 Walt Whitman Road, Suite 203 in Huntington. If you are looking to purchase your first home or seek compensation for injuries, you may get more information about the Enza Brandy Law Firm by calling 631-757-7471 or online at EnzaBrandyLaw.com. That's EnzaBrandyLaw.com.
This show on 90.3 WHPC is brought to you by La Piazza Brick Oven and Restaurant, with three Long Island locations in Merrick, Plainview, and Melville. Delivery and off-premise catering available. Private event bookings for up to 100 people is also available at the Merrick and Melville locations. Their menu and more information is available at lapiazzaonline.com.
During this season of giving,
we're giving you the best gift of all.
Commercial-free radio 24/7.
Happy holidays.
The voice of Nassau Community College.
This is the award-winning 90.3 WHPC HD Garden City.
Listen on your smart speaker.
Play WHPC.
And available on Odyssey.